this is very important, and still talking about husband and wife relationship and how we can make that relationship more sweet, more nicer by keeping Krishna in the center. So we also request all the parents to send the kids. If you want, we will be taking them to Krishna Prabhu's home so that you can hear the lecture attentively, and all of you can ask a lot of questions to Mataji, because this is definitely going to help you in your practical day to day life. So just a brief introduction of Mataji. If you don't know, Premanjari Mataji is very senior disciple in our congregation. She has been inspiring a lot of countless people to take up this process of Krishna consciousness and make their life happy. And she is also a senior doctor working as radiologist in Tentoxin Hospital. So without further taking much time, we will ask her to start the class.
Who is
the
doctor? Is it okay?
So we are going to start with one small bhajan. I hope there is at least one copy between two or three of people around so that you can share. You can see it has been made into very small pieces to try saving papers and trees in long run. If somebody has not got, you can also find it on, if you have net on your mobile, I can tell you where to find. Anybody needs, then I can tell. Okay, you go on to KK Songs, KKSONGS.org. Got? Once you are in KK Songs, then the page which opens, the first on the left side is lyrics, songs lyrics or bhajan lyrics. Tap there and go into, then it will come as letter wise, ABCD, go to V. Once you go to V, select a bhajan which starts with Vidya, V-I-D-Y-A-R-A, Vidya, it will, you'll come into V-I, okay. So this is a very beautiful bhajan which is written by a very prominent acharya in Gaudiya Sampradaya. His name is Bhakti Vinod Thakur. So by the time everybody gets their bhajan on their mobile, if they have not got the paper, I'm going to read the translation. With great enthusiasm, I spent my life in the pleasure of mundane learning and never worshipped your lotus feet, O Lord. Now you are my only shelter. Reading on and on, my hopes grew and grew, for I considered the acquisition of material knowledge to be life's true goal. How fruitless those hopes turned out to be, for all my knowledge proved feeble. Now I know that all such erudition is actually pure ignorance. All the so-called knowledge of this world is born of the flickering potency of your illusory energy, Maya. It is an impediment to the execution of devotional service to you. Indulgence in mundane knowledge verily makes an ass of the eternal soul by encouraging his infatuation with this temporary world. Here is one person who has been turned into such an ass, who for so long has carried on his back the useless burden of material existence. Now in my old age, for want of the power to enjoy, I find that nothing at all pleases me. Life has now become agony, for my so-called erudite knowledge has proven itself to be worthless ignorance. Material knowledge has now become a pointless shaft and has pierced my heart with the intolerable burning pain of ignorance. O Lord, there is no treasure worth seeking in this material, in this world, other than your lotus feet. Bhaktivinod abandons all his mundane knowledge and makes your lotus feet the sum and substance of his life. So I sing one line and after that you follow, please.
Vidyarya vilase katainu kala paramasahase yami. Vidyarya vilase katainu kala paramasahase Yaravilase katainu kala paramasahase yami. Yaravilase katainu kala paramasahase yami.
Tumara chara
Vahino Anika Kala.
Jai Shri Bhakti Vinod Thakur ki.
Jai.
Om Agyan Pivirahasya Gyananjana Shiravaya Chakshurun Vritam Yena Tasmaya Shri Gurumina Shri Chaitanya Manovishnam Sthapitam Yena Vritaya Swayam Rupa Paramayam Yate Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Prabhupada Kamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sangana Raghunatham Vitaptam Sajivam Sadvaitam Sadbhutam Vajana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Vimam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sangana Vita Shri Vishakamrikamsha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Vritaya Bhutale Shrivate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharini Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarini Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Brahmo Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Mukam Karoti Vachalam Panghulam Gaiti Guru Yat Kripa Tamaham Vande Shri Guru Vinta Hare Krishna, I thank all of you. You have taken out your time and you have joined. And you are giving me this opportunity to share something what I have read, what I have heard, and what I have learnt. Quite a few of things which I have learnt. When we learn, the life teaches us through our experiences. Right? So knowledge is available in books, on internet, Google God. Right? You type anything and there will be 100,000 references for everything. That is why we had a talk. Google is Google God. Answer maybe yes also. Right? But that is knowledge. Or actually I don't even call it knowledge. It's called as information. But information does not cause transformation. What causes transformation of heart is realization. When knowledge and is applied in life, and when we learn from that, from either our learnings or others, that causes transformation. And that is not available on Google. That is available when we talk to each other from the acharyas, or those who are elder to us, or those who have seen something. And each one of us have something to share with others. So I'm not saying that I have something more than any one of you. Probably each one of you will have your own personal realizations, which we are most welcome towards middle and at the end of the program to share. And I'm pretty sure that it's going to be a learning from both sides. So I'm also looking forward to learn from your experiences. And what I'm going to do now is going to share something what I have learned, which has touched my heart and which has come in parampara from different acharyas and obviously through our own experiences. So, we all know that we are onto this material world from somewhere, right? And at the end of life, we will go somewhere, right? For that matter, all the living entities. What is one thing which is sure in this world is? As sure as death. So, everybody has to go, move on to their journey. But when we come here, the guide is given to us to give us the knowledge. We all have bought some new equipment in our life, right? Either a cell phone or a refrigerator, something like that. And what is one thing which we always look forward, which is inside it along with it, is a manual guide. We might just throw manual guide and use the thing which the way we think it is right. Does it work? It works. You give your children, they have never read your manual guide of your mobiles, but they know how to use it. Even 2 years child, no, I probably even before that, they know exactly how to touch screen, open screen. Have they not? They learned. Did they read the manual guide? No. So it's not mandatory to use the manual guide, but you will tell them something. What you tell them? You don't know how to use it completely, perfectly. Right? That is what is the difference. When a child has a mobile in their hand and when somebody who has knowledge, there is difference, right? That's why we don't want to give the very expensive things in the hands of the children or somebody who doesn't have the knowledge. So knowledge of something is very important to make a proper utilization of the thing, right? Similarly, when we come into this material world, a guide is given. And that guide is different scriptures. So the different scriptures already describe to us that why did we come here? Have you all gone to or taken your kids sometime, or maybe even we might have gone to the this theme parks where there are small areas where the children drive their cars? Why don't you take them? Do they like driving car? Right? They enjoy, right? And you let them do inside. You let them, let your children do that, right? Why? Tell any lady, it's very common.
They enjoy.
They want to do it. They want to enjoy driving your car, but you won't give them your car, right? You know, it's not going to be useful. It's going to be probably harmful. So you take them to this theme park and you let them drive and they feel happy about it. So the scriptures describe that all the jivas, when we are in spiritual world with the Lord, the spiritual world goes according to the desire of the Lord. But when jiva says, why you are the only Lord? Why should I do according to your desire? I also want to Lord. I also want to dictate. So what does Lord do? He sends us to the theme park. And that theme park is this material world. And it says, okay, enjoy. I'll give you all facilities. The way the parents lovingly give the facility to the children. And slowly over a period of time, children realize that this is different. They're cheating me. And then they really slowly come to the stage where they can actually start learning and drive the real car. Right? But that is an experience. Similarly, the Lord sends us to this world to learn things which we have forgotten, which we wanted to lord over. So He says, okay, go try. We want to be happy, but we don't want to be happy the way He wants to keep us happy. So He sends us here, and in search of happiness, He provides us a lot of things, this way, that way. So there are the senses. He gives us senses. He gives us eyes, and we really love to see beautiful forms, beautiful things, movies. We go to different places to have beautiful scenery, right? Similarly, we have different sounds available to us. So He gives us different facilities so that we can try to enjoy. But what happens? Over a period of time, slowly we realize that this is not all in all. It's not that we don't feel happy. When we are with our family, we are having some good time, when we are with our elders, don't we feel actually happy and satisfied? We do feel. But only thing is that the happiness in this world, it's not that it is not real. It is real. It's not Maya. But what is there? It is temporary. It does not last long. Anybody has a different experience in life? We all have got some happiness in life. We can never say that we were always unhappy. Right? The day we get our degree, wow. Become PhD, become this, become doctor, right? Lawyers, whatever. And that's the day of our life. But how many days we feel that happiness when you want to do something else? Because this happiness is temporary. Right? So one of the ways scriptures describe that this material world is given to be happy is entering an ashram called as Grihastha Ashram. It's one of the facilities which God has given us. Scriptures describe that there are four different varnas and four different ashrams. And Krishna says that this varnashram system is very important to maintain a cultured society. What are the four varnas? Anybody can tell me? Four varnas? If I start, I know all of you know. It's just that Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudras. These are the four varnas. Which is the most important of this varna?
All of them are important.
Very important. Very important. Very good. Thank you very much. Right? Which is most important? We say, oh, Brahmanas are important. Kshatriyas are important. Everybody is equally important. Scriptures describe that Brahmanas are like head. Vaishyas are like tummy. The Kshatriyas are like hand because they protect. And Shudras are the leg. If anybody asks us, can I cut one of the limb of your body or one of the part of your body? Can we allow? No. All is important. I understand that the head is more important. But does it mean that you can cut off my legs? No. They all have their importance. And one thing which is important to understand But why did God divide these four varnas? Did he want it to differentiate? Did he want it to say you are Shudras, low class, forget about you? Did he want it to do that? I had a very, very strong opinion in my childhood. This is a wrong, most wrong thing which Lord has done. To make somebody low, low born or in Shudras or whatever. And they are like taken as, like unprivileged type of people. But why did he do so? Did he make so? No. Who made them? We made them like that. When God makes legs, it is important. When God makes hand, it is important. It's not that he can make only heads, right? It's important. But what do we do? Because of our limited understanding, we start saying something is higher than the other. And we start making unnecessary differentiation in the society. But it is not like that. God has divided the society on two different important aspects. Not on birth. We stick to birth. We changed it. But Lord very clearly describes that I have divided the society into these four varnas and ashram depending on guna, karma, vibhagasya. On qualities and on activities. You may be born in a brahmana family. But if your activities and if your qualities are like that of a low-born Shudras, we are a Shudra. And a person who may be born in a Chandala family or a very low family, but he by action is something who is really to be looked forward to, that person is a Brahmana. Is it not fair? It is fair. It is important to divide people. Why? Will your government let your criminals, those who have criminal tendencies, move around with you freely? Let everybody have equal rights. Why should we bind them and put them into jail? Why should we punish them? Is it a good government? To have everybody going, everything going smoothly, they have to take care of such things, correct? Similarly, Lord has given this division, but he gave it on the basis of varna, on qualities and on actions. But we then wanted to skip it on birth and then we misused it. But Lord's division was very perfect. So this is four varnas and next are four ashrams. What are the four ashrams? Anybody knows? Prabhu knows. Brahmacharya ashram, Grihastha ashram, Vanaprastha and Sannyas. These are the four ashrams. These are the four ashrams beginning with Brahmacharya ashram, which indicates that in the beginning of child, till the child becomes a youth, when he is educated, he should undergo strict discipline and training for period, having a guru under whose care he learns all these things, and this time he is taken to be celibate. And this is called as a brahmacharya. After which, once he has grown and understood what is right, wrong, he has taken this training, he is allowed to go into grihastha ashram. He enters into a responsible family life, which makes a society very nice. Once you come to an age when you have finished your responsibilities, now you need to remember that you have done enough for others and the time to concentrate more. You are also doing during Grihastha Ashram something for your soul, but it's a time to concentrate more on your own growth. That is a time when they go into Vanaprastha Ashram, understanding that their other responsibilities are coming to an end. And now the responsibility towards soul is more important. Sannyas definitely in Kali Yuga is one of the ashrams which is very rarely seen. So today what we are going to discuss is importance of having a balanced grihastha life, having Lord in the center of our life. And that is called as grihastha ashram. So, when we are staying in this world, we have some ups and downs coming all the time. But taking it part of the life, we just continue. It's nice, there is no doubt. But a person is called as intelligent when he asks why something wrong or why something painful is coming. Is there a way to go away from it? Are we not actually all opportunistic? Close your eyes and think about it. When we are standing on a red light, you don't see any vehicle coming, it's still red light. How many of us every time follow the red light? We just say it's an opportunity to just cross. Simple example. It is what is wrong into that, we will think, right? Because we are intelligent, we know now when not to cross the signal. But you know that it's night, 2 o'clock, though it is red light, no vehicles are coming, I'm careful, I check around, and we just cross. But this is part of being opportunistic, correct? We all have opportunistic, we all are opportunistic. But a real opportunist is one who finds out what is this life opportunity given for. Just to go as it comes, or should I take this opportunity to go for something higher? You all might have heard a story that there was one builder. He was checking and he was on higher story and he was checking, and then there was some worker who was doing some work down. So this builder, the master, wanted to get the attention of the worker. So he was trying to call, but the worker was so engrossed in his work that he wouldn't listen to the calling of his master. So the master took out one 10 rupees note and he threw it down. So this person saw something falling, he saw it is 10 rupees note. What did he do? Put it into his pocket and continued working. Then he threw 50 rupees note. He took it and put it inside. He put through 100 rupees, he put it inside working. And the master was thinking, how can I get his attention? What did he do? He took a stone, threw the stone on his head, it just hit him. And then he suddenly looked up, who is this throwing this stone at me? Right? Till now we never realize, why should I look up? To look up, right? Same thing most of us do. When the happiness comes in our life, when good parentage comes, good family comes, when good education comes, when good opportunities came that we come and start having a job in Singapore, we never ask up to the Lord, why me? Why not my neighbor? No. But get one difficulty in our life and first thing we do is, why me? Why not my neighbor? Right? But these difficulties are sent to us by God to get our attention. Just because He loves us. He wants to tell us something. He wants to tell us that your life is not meant to do this hard going up and down the cycle of birth and death. There is something higher. And you have to find some good way of getting a higher happiness. So Lord has given a lot of knowledge, but how do we make use of it? That again depends on us. There was one guru who had given a lot of good knowledge and values to his disciple, and then they would wander through a forest. So once the guru came to a place, it was very nice, peaceful, on the bank of a river, and he said, oh, this is so beautiful. But he said that I want to go to Haridwar. So he told the disciple, why don't you stay here? You can meditate, it's a really wonderful place. I'll go to Haridwar and maybe after a few years or a year or two, I'll come back. Meditate and chant and whatever I've taught you, you can just apply in your life. So the guru went, the disciple was sitting and chanting. And one day he saw that only two clothes which he had, which he had hung on a string, a small rat was nibbling on the cloth. So what did the disciple think? He was thinking, that, oh my God, this rat is giving trouble. I have only two clothes and that also this rat is going to eat up. So let me find a cat to keep this rat away. And then we all know this full story that he got the cat to keep the rat away. But then to give the milk to the cat, he got the cow so that the cat can get the milk. And to take care of the cow, he got the wife and then he had a full family. And after 2-3 years, when the Guru Maharaj comes back and he says, oh my God, there is a full family here. Where is my disciple gone? And then he sees that the brahmachari has become a grahastha. Right? So, knowledge is given to us, but how to make use of it? And how do we not get entangled in this life is important. So, why it is important today to talk about grahastha ashram? Any reasons? Why we should talk about grahastha ashram? Why are we not talking about sannyasa ashram, vanaprastha ashram? Why do we need to talk about grahastha ashram?
Because maximum number of devotees in the society or population are grahastha.
Correct. 99% of, I should say more than 99% of the population is grahastha ashram. Anybody brahmachari here? No, right? Except our children here. Till now they are brahmachari, so brahmachari means. Most of our population around is grahastha ashram. Actually, if you see in our scriptures, or if you look back in the history, you see in the Mahabharata, you see in Ramayana, how many were brahmacharis or vanaprastha or sannyasis? Mahabharata?
Bhishma.
Rest, we have to really think. Cannot come any other. Even Vyasadev is grihastha, who has written the scriptures. So most of the population is grihasthas. So one first message which Lord gives is that grihastha ashram is not something which has to be, which is looked down on. There are 12 mahajanas given in scriptures, out of which 7 are grihasthas, including Lord Shiva, Yamaraj, Bhishma is a brahmachari, Janak. So many are grihasthas. Lord Brahma is a grihastha, Shiva is, Vishnu himself is grihastha, right? So it's important to know what are the important parts of the grihastha ashram. What is the second reason why you should talk about grihastha ashram? Correct. Though it is most of us are into this ashram, it is one of the difficult paths which we have chosen. I wouldn't say it is difficult, but it is relatively little difficult, because neither the brahmachari or sannyas is an easy path. But an analogy is given that when you want to go to top floor, you can either take the staircase or you can take lift, right? And a grihastha ashram is described as taking a staircase. The goal is the same, but it is more endeavors are required. Why? Because there are a lot of responsibilities and distractions. And that is why it is more important for grihasthas to talk about how to achieve perfection, because this ashram also can give perfection. And that is the compassion of the Lord. Lord doesn't say that, oh, you want to do sense gratification? Go. You are gone. I'm not going to take care of you anymore. No, He gives us opportunity through that also. And the best part is that He gives us opportunity that while doing or trying to maintain your family life and doing regulated sense gratification, you can still come to Me. Very important word which is used in scriptures for grihastha ashram and sense gratification. That is? What is that? Just now I used that word.
Regulated.
Right? Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Yukta Hara Viharasya Yukta Karmasya Cheshtasu. So it's very important that it is that you have to do your karma, but it has to be yukta, yukta ahara, yukta karma. Even vihara, vihara means what? Recreation. He tells also, you want to go on picnic, holidays, it's not abundant. See how compassionate the Lord is. He is not saying all the time just sit and chant and remember Me. He is letting you do that. But it has to be regulated. And how does we know what is right or what is under regulation is? Following the scriptures or guru, find out from them. So first is that grihastha ashram is a sign of Lord's compassion. He wants to accommodate and include everybody. He doesn't want to leave behind. You might have seen some boards around. Dash is the only way, others will go to hell. Have you read such things? No? Have you heard? Jesus is the only way, rest all will go to hell. In Sanatana Dharma, you will never hear such thing. Sanatana Dharma is full of compassion. You want to worship Krishna, you worship. If you don't worship Krishna, you go to hell. Nobody will tell you that. You don't want to worship Krishna, you want to worship Ganapati, you want to worship Durga, you want to worship this. Something you will worship, no problem. This is called as compassion. The Lord is compassionate. A parent who has children, one child may be very naughty and one child may be good. Just now we were talking, right? Prabhu's elder daughter is very, very timid, very sweet, very nice. The younger one compensates for both. Right? Does it mean that the father will say, the younger one, I don't take responsibility, I'm not going to take care, I'll just throw her out? No. Why? A parent's heart includes everything. The God is all-loving Father. Why will we reject any single child? He will never reject. That is the first lesson of the Sanatana Dharma. It is all-inclusive. And grihastha ashram is an example of that. Lord says, in grihastha ashram also you want to wear, there is no problem. Gradually take your time, take the knowledge, slowly you will develop detachment and you will come back. But it has to be done under the care and guidance of
scriptures. It cannot be whimsical. That's very important. And in this process, what happens? That we can help each other, because everywhere around what we see is all grahasthas around us. So we can always help each other, we can learn from each other and then grow together. And that is how we can progress and come to a superior understanding. So this grahastha ashram has two words, one is grahastha and one is ashram. What do you mean by ashram word? Shelter. Ashram word comes from ashray, and ashray means shelter. So ashram is a place where one takes shelter, right? What are we supposed to take shelter of? Take shelter of Lord Hari, right? And grihastha means grihe sthita iti grihastha. Griha means house. One who stays in the house and takes shelter of Hari is called as grihastha ashram. Right? So though we are in the house, though we are with the family, but important to make it as an ashram. So scriptures describe that there are two different kind of families in society. One is called as grihastha ashram and second is called as griha medhi. What is the difference? When one lives in the family and along with doing the responsibilities and enjoying the life, but still keeping the Lord in the center of the life, still remembering and doing the duties towards the higher cause of remembering the Hari is called as grihastha ashram. But those who just live in the house but leave the second part for about Hari, they are called as griha medhi. And as we see, the Kali Yuga is progressing. The people in the society are moving more and more from grihastha to griha medhi. Right? I still remember in olden age, I don't know, in older age, 30 years ago, when I was a young baby and Miss Young Chester, and I would go to my granny's house, their house, outside the house, what is the name of their house, you know, they would write Ayodhya Bhavan, something like that. Nowadays, if you go out, where is your house? 02 by 015, something like that. My house is a number now, row house number, like that. There is no more house names. And outside the house, it used to be written Atithi Devo Bhava, or welcome. Right? Then when I grew up little bit, the days changed. And then when you enter the house, there are two stickers on two sides. One is written Shubha, second side is written Labh. Right? Initially people used to keep the house door open. Have you seen this? It's not very, very long ago. Many of us might have actually seen this. In our village, when I would go out, night the doors would be kept open. And everybody would just sleep peacefully. Have you seen? I've also seen this. I'm not sure how much our children are going to see this. Everything is locked. Even when we are staying in the house, in the daytime also we keep our doors closed now, locked now, right? See where the society is going. Next it came to Shubha Labha. I want all auspiciousness for myself and my family. And nowadays when you go outside the house, what is written? Beware of dogs. Kutto se savadhan. See how the society is changing. And that is how slowly, slowly, grihasthas are changing into griha medhi. But very important for those who are interested to make a real use of this life, it's important to know why we are here, what are we here, and together staying in grihastha ashram, how can we go ahead? So today, actually what I'm going to do is, to whatever the topics which I wanted to discuss is, importance of grihastha ashram, what are the duties and responsibilities as a family together, how a God-conscious family should live together. And then after that we are going to talk about the basic principles or guiding principles of grihastha ashram. Then there is topic which I wanted to cover was psychology of a man, psychology of woman, which is different. I'm sure most of you know that, because we are not same, we are very, very different. So it's very important to understand the psychology of men and women separately before we actually go into duties and responsibility of husband and duties and responsibility of wife. So that is a topic which I'll cover next time, psychology and duties of male and female separately. Today, as a family together, whatever are our responsibilities. It is described in Bhagavatam, in spiritual life, one conduct one's whole life under the guidance of the Guru. Only one who executes his spiritual life under the direction of the spiritual master can achieve the mercy of Krishna. Yasya prasada bhagavat prasado. If one desires to advance in spiritual life but he acts whimsically, not following the orders of the spiritual master, he has no shelter. Yasya prasadan na gati kutopi. Without the spiritual master's order, even the grihastha should not indulge in sex life. So there is a part in Bhagavatam which comes into 7th canto, 14th chapter, which is called as the ideal life or family life. And in this whole chapter, Yudhishthir Maharaj has received Narad Muni. And he asked Narad Muni that you are a nice brahmachari moving around here and there, always remembering Krishna. Very easy for you to remember Krishna and be Krishna conscious. But we are family people. Can you please guide what are the duties and responsibilities that we can remain happy in Krishna consciousness, serving each other and together finally reaching the goal of perfection. So then Narad Muni gives some very, very beautiful instructions. So now I'm going to ask all of you to probably make three groups out of Prabhuji's, three groups out of Mataji's. I'll give you 5 minutes and you discuss amongst all of you, what do you think? Maybe amongst yourself you talk and then in 5 minutes come up with first three objectives as a together as family, what you would like where your family should be doing or aiming for. Okay? So can you quickly just make three groups totally? So just divide yourself into three groups. Correct, aap char ho jao, aise aise char ho ke ho jao. आप लोग एक दो तीन चार पांच हो जाओ, पांच पांच छह आएंगे एक ग्रुप में, ज्यादा लोग आएंगे. यस, दे कैन मेक वन ग्रुप. दोज आर सिटिंग इन द चेयर कैन मेक वन ग्रुप. ओके, सो पीछे वाले मात्र थे. हाँ, यू कॉल नेक्स्ट, यू टेक द अदर वन. आप लोग एक दो तीन चार पांच सबको पीछे वाले नीलम माता से, नीलम यू वेट अनदर ग्रुप विद मी. नीलम माता जी, वो लोग को अलग बना लेते लड़के लोग ऐसा मिलते. ऐश्वर्या आप लोग चार जन हो, माता जी आप लोग अलग ग्रुप बनाओ, आप लोग अलग ग्रुप बनाओ.
Thank you.
साक्षी देव का If you want to write, anybody wants to write anything, they can take the paper pen. Hare Krishna, just make three top of whatever points you have made, okay? Just three top. Ready?
Yes, very good.
Look, if you do, I will tell you to speak. Okay. Okay. Hari Bol. How the ideal family should have in my family, huh? Now let's see what is the ideal of each one. Okay, Hari Krishna, can I have the attention of each one? Mother is very difficult to control. Okay, so we start with the most youngster group, huh? Most experienced people. They have maximum to see in the life still now. Okay, so we start with them. Since many people will say, "Are you kidding? Unreasonable." But children have never seen anything in life. Okay, so you want to say, share what you all have three. Can you all listen now? Three, okay, one, two, three. And please do not give long explanations. I am just saying what are the three objectives or the part ideal family life, what you would like to see in your family, okay? One, two, three. Yes, go ahead.
One minute.
Hare Krishna. I request each one of you to please listen. भगवान ने मुंह बोलने के लिए एक ही दिया है, कान बोल दिए, उसका मतलब डबल सुनना है. ओके, सो नाउ लेट्स रिस्पेक्ट ईच अदर. सो व्हेन अदर्स आर सेइंग, इट्स नॉट ओनली फॉर देम, इट्स फॉर ईच वन ऑफ अस. ओके, या सो योर फर्स्ट इज फॉरगिवनेस. दिस इज वन ऑफ द बेस्ट क्वालिटी वन टू स्टार्ट विथ. अमेजिंग. ओके, योर फेवरेट ग्रुप. ओके, यस, वेरी गुड. Forgiveness, respect, and third one?
Opinion.
So that it becomes almost part of the respect. Once we respect, we also bother or take each other's opinion into matter. So that is what the family should have, right? Forgiveness for each other or forgiveness in general, and respect. Very good. Respecting each other's understanding. Okay, thank you very much. Okay, now we go to one Prabhuji's side.
Taking care of physical, emotional and spiritual necessities.
Okay, taking care of physical, emotional and spiritual necessity of each one member in the family.
And second one is partly covered. We stated adjusting nature between the two spouses.
Okay, adjusting nature in the family. Okay.
And third, help. Encourage each other in achieving the highest goal in the family life.
Okay, so that is also becomes part of the spiritual needs, that help each other to achieve the final or higher perfection of life. Very good. Any now next group? Yes.
living peacefully with affection.
Very important. Peace is important in life. Yes, peacefully in with affection.
Yeah, respect moral values.
Respect moral values. And third?
Lead a
spiritual life. Okay, very important. Okay, third group?
Yes. Peaceful and united family life.
Again, see, it means all Prabhus want peace in life. Remember, huh? See, Mata Ji ko yaad nahi hai, but Prabhus ko yaad hai, shanti rahe, shanti. Prabhu Ji ko bolo, sab log ghar mein ki shanti la ke rakh do. Yes, peaceful.
Raise children with good moral values.
Same, very good. Moral values.
And giving back to society.
Giving back to society, this is very important.
And lastly, to foster the concept of extended family.
Okay, extended family. Giving back to society, very good. Okay. Next one. This side.
First is health of all family members.
Okay. Ek wait, kisne bola? Haan, aap log hain. Okay.
Passing good values into health and good spiritual.
Okay. So basically passing good values, like including spiritual values.
Family is maintaining harmony.
Okay. Harmony in the family. Okay. Very good. So these are your important things. One more group is here, and then yes, your group. Nilam, Nilima.
Sticking together in pros and cons.
Very important. So basically, same as harmony or things, adjusting your things, correct?
And giving good values to children, respecting elders.
Right.
And caring each other.
Love caring each other.
Caring each other.
Correct.
Mutual
understanding. Principle of satisfaction. Okay. Your group?
Preserving family values.
Preserving family values.
Bringing up children in good consciousness. Developing devotion to the Lord.
Yeah, developing devotion to the Lord. So if you all see, one thing which is very common to each one of you is that two things which I get from most of you is that God conscious family which has got values, and that values you want to pass to your children. Each one of us are concerned that in our family life, whatever happens, but we want to have good values and want to pass that values to our children. Is that a concern for each one of us? Okay. And second is that obviously that comes from spiritual type of values. That is another thing. And harmony, or having satisfaction or loving relationship, whether you call it as adjustment, whether you call it harmony, whether you call it peace, it's having exactly that you have a loving relationship with each other. So jisse mil lagta hai, peace milta hai, right? Or sometimes basically want to say we are satisfied or happy. So as we see that the goal of everyone's life is not different. Each one of us want to have a happy and life which is full of satisfaction. Okay. So what is Yudhishthira Maharaj telling, that how family man should behave? What is his advice that I'm going to now share with all of you, which definitely is going to get to this result that will be happy, Krishna conscious, and having a satisfied life. Okay. One of the important things which I want to share is that Grihastha Ashram, compared to other three ashram, is the only ashram which is allowed to earn. Brahmacharis, Vanaprasthas and Sannyasis, they don't earn. So this is the only ashram which has a responsibility and freedom to go out and work to earn. And second, it is very, very important when we are discussing why it is important, because most of us are in Grihastha Ashram. But it is the ashram which produces, supports and maintains all other ashrams. Where the brahmacharis come from, where the sannyasis come from, they all finally come from Grihastha Ashram. So they have a big responsibility, and they also have an important part to play in the society. So what is told by Narad Muni says that together we need to help each other, and one side, it is the only ashram where sense enjoyment under regulation is allowed, but it is not the only ashram which is so called where you can have sense pleasure, but it is also an ashram of sacrifice. Life should be based on sacrifice. When a grihastha ashram is based on sacrifice, that is an important value which will lead to much more understanding and happiness in the life. So we have to understand it's not only the ashram of enjoyment, but it is life of sacrifice. Second thing, very, very important, he says, that when we come in the family together, one person thinks or one partner thinks that life should or house should be according to what I feel is alright. I want to be the lord of the house, and the other partner thinks I want to be the lord of the house. Right? Everybody wants to be the house minister or home minister, but prime minister is different, home minister is different, right? But when the life is centered by having lord as the master of the house and both partners serving the lord in the mood of servant and serving each other as servant of the lord, then that is a one value which will help the house to be Krishna conscious and having the harmony. Let's do something what I like, let's do something what you like. No, let's do something what lord will like, and then let us adjust our life according to what is expected or given the instructions of the lord and spiritual master. So what happens? Tumhari nahi, meri nahi, it will Bhagawan ki. And when this type of attitude is there in life, it will help so much in adjusting the life. Most of the time what happens that we want to lord over. And then, very commonly, wife thinks at the end of the day, I'm doing so much of hard work, he doesn't even have time to appreciate me. And husband thinks, pura din kaam karke itna to lata hun, itna to karta hun, she doesn't value only. समझ में नहीं आता कि मैं कितना करता हूँ. बट दिस हैपन्स व्हेन वी पुट अवर सेल्फ एज समथिंग विच वी आर डूइंग द सैक्रीफाइस एंड द अदर पर्सन इज डूइंग ओनली एन्जॉयमेंट. बट व्हेन वी अंडरस्टैंड दैट वी बोथ सैक्रीफाइस एंड एन्जॉय ओनली फॉर द प्लेजर ऑफ द लॉर्ड, देन दैट अंडरस्टैंडिंग विल हेल्प अस टू एडजस्ट टू द लाइफ. सो देयर आर फ्यू बेसिक प्रिंसिपल्स, थ्री गाइडिंग प्रिंसिपल्स विच आर गिवन इन स्क्रिप्चर्स. So before this, before I come to three basic principles, that when we adjust the life according to the Lord's guidance, then it is called as trusteeship. Problem comes when we see the house ke upar nameplate kiska hai? Mere naam ka hai, aapke naam ka hai ki saath mein laga hai? Right? But if you just keep the house name as Jagannath Ashram, Gauranga Ashram or Gauranga Bhavan, neither you nor me, we are trustees just in this world, and husband and wife are not meant to lord over each other, but we are given to each other to take care and to help each other. If I have my wife, it's not that she's supposed to just serve me and I am going to be only lording over it. Nor is for the husband that, oh, wife thinks, oh, he's just supposed to satisfy all my needs. This is what he is meant to be. Aap kamao, credit card ka use main karungi. Right? No, but when we understand together, we have trusteeship. We do not feel that I am the lord or the master. We feel that we are each other's trustee to help each other. And when instead of proprietorship, this mood of trusteeship comes, then that will take away half of the problems in life. So the three guiding principles which are given in scriptures are Namaruchi, Vaishnava Seva and Jivadaya. Namaruchi means having a good sadhana. Nowadays, in the center of every family, there is something, or altar of the family is that, which is, what is the altar of the family? If you go in the house, there is a big altar in the center of the house, and that is
television.
Right? That's called as the altar. This is the most important part of the line. Initial days, at least it was this much, that when the family would see some serial together, they will sit together and watch. Chalo, utna unity to tha. Now, that same thing has spoiled so much that people have their TV in each separate rooms, because we want to have so much of separate enjoyment. We don't want to even sacrifice watching serials and give up that, no, I want to see this, I want to see this. Can you imagine what level we have lacked this sacrifice value? So it is said that when we have the center of house, not the TV, television is supposed to be, we should be controlling it. We should be having remote control in our hand, right? But what happens is a reverse way. Television is controlling our relationship. Television is dictating to us that I want to see this, other person wants to see that, okay, you go in separate room, I don't care. So we are allowing ourselves to be controlled by these gadgets. But instead of that, when we will have Lord in the center of our house, the life will change. And that principle is called as Nama Ruchi. We come together and play together. Long ago we had heard this saying, family that prays together stays together. Family that sings together clings together. And family that dances together advances together. So we should sing together, dance together. It doesn't mean that we go to pub. There are other ways of dancing. Sing and dance for Krishna. And that family will always grow together. So it is described by Narad Muni. He says that every family should have an altar in the house. Now our altar is replaced by TV. But can we think that if we want to have a happy family, to give good value to our children, we will have to make this sacrifice now. It is not meant for enjoyment. This is a life of sacrifice. I need to go and do something in my house today when I go back to have center of my house as altar. I'm not saying that chalk out the hall, usme center banao as a measurement karke aur wahan pe bhagwan ka murti rakh do. Consciousness. Consciously think that together we must come and do some bhakti together. Make a rule in the house. Every day morning, whatever is comfortable to each family, not to family member, each family should come together and make a decision that we come together and do some prayers in the morning together. It will bring auspiciousness. It will bring harmony. It will bring peace. Saath mein ek diya lagao. Saath mein ek bhajan gao. Saath mein read one page of Bhagavad Gita or Bhagavatam. Chant together. So Narad Muni says that every house should have a small deity of Lord in the Lord Hari in the house. If you do not have deity per se, you can also have a picture. Lord is not separate from his paraphernalia. So keep a picture of the Lord and make it an important activity of the house that all family members every day at one particular time comes together for 15 minutes and does prayers together. If you want to stay together, you need to pray together. Chant together. If you want to give your values to the child, from where will you give if you do not have exemplified in your life? You want your children not to argue. But if they see you two arguing in front of them, this is what they are going to learn. Do not expect them to learn something what you talk. Talk your walk. They will learn that. You have heard this saying that you speak so, your actions speak so loudly that I cannot hear what you are saying. Have you heard this? Our actions should speak louder than our words. Every day, children, these small children, they don't even know exactly what you are doing. But the children are the great imitators. You know that? They imitate you. And the best example you provide to them, you say that they will go into the school and teachers will teach them. No, they are the second teachers. Parents are the first teachers. What you will do, they are going to imitate you. You don't even have to tell them. They will imitate you. So make a best example in front of them. And how you do example, how you produce example? Even if they are sleeping, it's their time, their age, you get up and you do things right thing at right time. They will learn. At 3 years of age, 4 years of age, they are saying that 7 o'clock in the morning, you two are together, chanting, reading. If you have elders in your house, you are getting up and going and touching their feet every day in the morning. You don't have to tell your children. When they will grow, they will come and touch your feet. If they see you that you are rebuking your elders, be ready for the same rebuke yourself in future. What you will sow, so shall be reaped. And children are the best example. They are going to imitate you. So please remember this and every time give a set a right example. And the best example is practically speaking, do prayers together. Very important, never fight or never shout. Especially at each other. And third, never talk something or teach something and do something else. Tell children, you should never lie. Then they see on phone, mommy is doing something, papa is watching TV and some phone call comes, mommy says, papa is already gone to bed. But you see, papa to TV dekh rahe. And you just never lie. you do things exactly opposite to your what you are teaching them, you don't have to take any pain. They will learn all these values. So, best example you have to provide in your life. We have to, Nalguni says, the next thing is that we have to have purificatory things going on for our mind, for our wealth, for our food. That's called as Manashuddhi, Annashuddhi and Dhanashuddhi. And how do we do Manashuddhi? By chanting. That's why they are called as mantra. Manah prayate iti mantra. The one which delivers the mind is called mantra. It is the process of this Kali Yuga. Every day take out time for your own self. 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes and chant the holy name of the Lord. Chant the name of Lord Hari. And this, what you will achieve, is this is the effect which you will get. You do not have to tell your children, chant, follow this value, they will do it. But you should be purified by following this. Read scriptures every day. Practically speaking, ladies, I see them, they have to get up and they will start cooking, and where they have time, 15 minutes to sit for reading Bhagavatam. Do you have time? Husbands have to get up, get ready and do 1000 things, and her ladies have to start cooking, right? And then packing up tiffin. But find out a way how I can do some hearing or readings at least for 5-10 minutes in the morning. When we are cooking, you can put on some kirtan. I've seen many of us had that habit that we would have some music going on, Hindi movie songs, just to feel relaxed. Right? Can we change it? Practically speaking, if you introspect, you will see in your life, when you hear those mundane music, it might make you feel happy at that time, but it agitates the mind. The mind is very, very agitated at that, when you hear that. But when you hear some, if you know like Vishnu Sahasranam is going on or some kirtan is going on, it is so peaceful that the mind automatically becomes peaceful. Have a habit of having something like this going on in the house in the morning. If wife is cooking, husband can take out 10 minutes time and read. Okay, you are cooking, I will sit next to you in a chair, table somewhere, and I will read one page of Bhagavatam or Bhagavad Gita or Krishna book or a story book related to Krishna, and the wife is trying to listen, the child is trying to listen. Is this not practical? And this is how together we will develop respect for each other. Problem is that in life we demand respect. The life will become easy. When we follow these things, we will command respect. Automatically the wife and husband will respect each other. And that is one of the important things which we hear, right? That the husband and wife, they feel that we should respect each other. But the respect is never demanded. When we do the activities in such a way, then automatically the respect will come. When wife is doing something, husband says, okay, come, I will help you, or at least I will read for you, do something like that. Automatically the wife will get that respect for husband. Okay? So we do Namaruchi together. We pray together, we chant together, we sing together, whatever time in the morning, or maybe also in the evening, 5 minutes, 10 minutes before going to bed. And I can write it on paper for you. 10 minutes in the morning, 10 minutes before going to bed. This practice together will change your life. Those who have not tried, please try. It will change your life. Your life will definitely change for better and become more harmonious. Next is Vaishnava Seva. We all have heard Atithi Devo Bhava, right? So Atithi means what? What do you mean by Atithi? Atithi, right? One who has no Tithi. One who doesn't come after informing you, just comes. Nowadays, excuse me, did you call me? How can you just land in my house? We have no time. We call them guests or Atithi. That is why the Sanskrit language is much, much more beautiful than this just English calling guest. Right? It's so dry. So, we have to be ready to have guests anytime in the house. Actually, not only that we should be ready when the guests come, we should invite guests in our house on regular basis. Make it a habit that on regular basis, once in 1 month, 2 months, at your own zone, which according to your own comfort level. But call us couple or few people in your house, serve them prasadam, cook and eat together and discuss Krishna Katha. When we do this, the good values are exchanged and that family environment created gets very good impression on the mind of your children. Make it a point that your children have friends who are also equal-minded, those who have values. And from friends, they will learn the best of the things. So if we want our children to learn Bhagavad Gita shlokas, we don't want to learn ourselves. We don't want to go to Gita classes. Get them friends with those who are learning or those who know. They will learn and probably they will come back and teach you also. Right? The best is obviously that we need to learn, but make them friends. And for that, we need to have friends. So regular basis, we should call guests on our house and honor them with prasadam. It is very, very important culture of our society, of Vedic culture. We call them, we feed them, sometimes we go to others' house, they feed us, we give gift, we take gift. It's not the money or the lakshmi which is attached to the value to the gift. It is the consciousness. When we learn to give, we will go to a higher principle of getting detached. Right? Nowadays children have this mentality. We have put it probably somewhere it has been ingrained knowingly or unknowingly. Birthday means, oh, everybody will come and get me gift. So as soon as a guest enters on my birthday, my eyes go to them and what is there in it for me? Right? And then the child, I'm not saying, once I went a few years ago, and as soon as I entered, the child, the birthday boy told me, you know Mataji, in front of everybody, this Prabhu did not get any gift for me. It was so embarrassing, right? It was so embarrassing, but why? And the Mataji is coming and telling the child that you are not supposed to say like this, it's okay, he's going to give you later, he told you, right? But how? Who put all this, knowingly or unknowingly, we have given them this understanding. Start making a rule that on birthday, they give gift to your other children. We are not expecting any gift, you are giving. When you give, they see this, that it is the opportunity to give. This is a quality of detachment will come over a period of time. This is what we want to give to our children. When we call devotees or when we call others at our house, there are two things we have to do. First, serve them nicely, receive them and serve them nicely as a family. And second thing is, inquire if they are seniors, inquire from them. Just giving food or prasadam is not sufficient. All of you know that Krishna sets example by his own life. After the Kurukshetra war was over, Krishna and everybody was in Dwarka. So at the time of solar eclipse, they all gathered at Kurukshetra. And that time when all the family of Krishna and Nanda Maharaj and everybody was sitting, there comes lot of munis headed by Narad Muni. And Krishna could have told, here comes Narada, he is my son, Brahma's son, my grandson, right, he is my devotee. But what did Krishna do? He immediately got up, he paid his obeisances, he offered him gratitude, gave him his own seat, washed his feet personally and sprinkled that water on everybody's head. He did not only this to Narada, he did the same thing when he received his friend Sudama. Narada, okay, obviously, we will also respect. But if some your paticcha friend comes, who has no value, who has no materially so, what does Krishna teach us? Atithi Devo Bhava. Krishna did the same way guest reception for Sudama. He welcomed him, he gave him nice food. And when Narad Muni came, Krishna asked, so how can we progress in our life? As if Krishna doesn't know. Right? But inquiry from seniors or from the devotees or from spiritual masters is an important part of grihastha life. We should invite whenever we get an opportunity. There are so many times brahmacharis or sannyasis are coming home. They are coming, passing through Singapore. So we can invite them home, give them prasadam and then sit at their feet and ask them gently. Please tell us, how do we progress in our life? So we should serve the outsiders, our friends, our relatives, our seniors. What about family members? Our first family members, our neighbors are the first family members, and our family members are very important and equally important. Sometimes we are at extreme. We do a lot of things when the others come, but when we are with each other, we just take each other for granted. Or it may be at the other extreme, that we just serve our family members and forget about the whole world. but it has to be balanced. But family members are also important. Husband and wife should never take each other as their property to enjoy. And when they take each other as representative of the law to help me or help other person, then we will respect each other, will be grateful to them. And with that mentality, when we look at each other as family members, then instead of expecting things from them, we will start serving them. And when we do surveys to Vaishnavas, which also includes our own husband, wife, children, parents, the life will become Vaikuntha. Bhakti Vinod Thakur, whose bhajan we sang, you know how many children he had? He was magistrate in the time of Britishers. Very big post. And he had 10 children. And he would write and he would say that when I would go, enter my house, I would feel I have entered Vaikuntha. Because everybody in the house is very peaceful, always singing the glories, nobody is fighting. The wife is so peaceful, not demanding. Such a harmony that there is no difference of being into house or going into Vaikuntha. Do all of us not want such house? We all want, right? But then we need to follow in his footsteps. Very important thing that when we serve others, we should remember that important family members in the house are our elders, our parents. And parents does not mean my parents. It means our parents. We expect that we take care of our parents, our partners take care of my parents, but when it comes to other parents, then we have little difference. Right? We always complain, saas to saasi rahegi, bahu kabhi beti nahi ban sakti hai, blah blah blah, we have so many things, but we have to cross over these barriers and start with our own examples. When we will start with our own examples, serve everybody nicely, then these barriers will go away. We will discuss in the duties of wife. Draupadi tells Satyabhama. Satyabhama is who? Wife of Krishna. And she is taking instruction from Draupadi, this thing. Huh? And Draupadi is serving 5 husbands. Satyabhama is very surprised. यहाँ पे 16,000 मिलके एक हस्बैंड को हैप्पी रखने के लिए सोचते हैं हम लोग. यू अलोन लेडी हैज कीपिंग 5 हस्बैंड हैप्पी. हाउ? सो शी इज वेरी अमेज्ड. सो शी आस्क, व्हाट आर द कीज ऑफ योर सक्सेस दैट यू कैन कीप दिस 5 हस्बैंड्स सो हैप्पी. एंड शी गिव्स वेरी नाइस इंस्ट्रक्शंस व्हिच विल कम इन द सेकंड सेशन, ड्यूटीज ऑफ वाइफ. बट वन थिंग व्हिच शी सेज वेरी क्लियरली, व्हिच यू माइट सरप्राइज आल्सो, महाभारत में ऐसा लिखा है. शी सेज वन or lady should never speak ill of her mother-in-law. Very important instruction. I was surprised when I had read a few years ago. Our elders, our parents are the people because of whom we are here today. Starting from this body, starting from the knowledge, starting for our life, our breath, we owe to them. Whatever they may be, we can never repay their debts. So at any cost, we can never disrespect anyone's parents. But very important that we should remember this, that my parents are also equally important as their parents. They are also equally important. We shouldn't think that my parents, I have to take responsibilities and I don't care for my spouse's parents. It's equally important. If they weren't there, my spouse would not have been there. If somebody comes and tells you that I love you but I don't love your children, will you like them? You'll say, excuse me, please go back to your house. Correct? Same way, if you say that I love your son but I don't love you, I love your daughter but I don't love you, how? It has come as a package. It is a package deal. And nobody is white or nobody is black. Please remember this. We all have shades of grey, don't we? Are we perfect? Why can't we accept imperfection in others? Why can't we be broad-minded? The day we will stop complaining and start serving, we will think that if my mother-in-law does not take me as her daughter, but let me start taking her as my mother, the change will come. A month or two ago, nowadays WhatsApp is one of the greatest source of information. I don't know how much transformation it can cost, but yes. There was one story which came that one lady was very upset with her mother-in-law, who was always screaming or whatever. She was feeling that my mother-in-law is the worst mother-in-law in the world. Maybe many of us feel like that also. So she goes to her uncle, who is a doctor, herbal doctor, and she says that, can you please give me some medicine to slowly kill my mother-in-law? But all should not come to know. Slowly, food mein dalega. So he gave. But he said that, but this medicine you have to give with her only if you give a very nice dish along with it to for her to eat. So she said, never mind, I will make halwa. She likes halwa, she likes barfi, she likes very lot of sweets. I'll make every day one sweet. And pakor, whatever she likes. And I will add little bit of this thing. So she went home and she started preparing very, very nice dishes every day without fail for her mother-in-law. Then she would give a little bit poison from that. And just so people should not feel bad, she started serving her mother-in-law very nicely. Thinking if people should not think if we had fight, that's why she has died. So she started behaving very nicely. What did I say? Kisi ke din, chor ki tinke mein, chor ke daant mein, tinka, something like that? Something like that, right? Haan, chor ki daadi mein tinka, like that. So she started behaving very nicely. And mother-in-law in some time starts wondering, how come my daughter-in-law has changed so much? So then she starts treating her very nicely. Now after 6 months, they had developed a very healthy and very beautiful relationship. And she thinks now that there is no mother-in-law in the world who can be better than my mother-in-law. And mother-in-law thinks there is no daughter-in-law can be better than my daughter-in-law. Now she feels bad that, oh my God, but she's going to die in some time. I'm giving her poison. So she quickly goes back to the same uncle and says that, stop the medicine. I want to stop the medicine. Give me something antidote for it. I don't want her to die now. Because if she's like this, I better have her for my lifetime. And the doctor said that I had not given medicine to kill her, but I had given medicine to kill your attitude. Your attitude is a thing which changes the life. Our perception has to change. The day we start taking others as my own, start serving, it will change. And one of the best way to win over a heart of even the most difficult person is service. One example from Mahabharata. You can win over the heart of even your enemy if you serve them. Anybody knows that example? Little bit hint. Duryodhana served somebody from his Shalya. Shalva Naresh, no? Shalya. He was Mama actually. He was Mama of Madri's brother he was. So Nakula and Sahadeva's Mama he was. So he was coming to take part during fighting Kurukshetra war. Obviously he wanted to fight from the side of Pandavas. Because he is Pandava's Mama. But Duryodhana on the way served him so much. Not knowingly taking his service, he was so feeling obliged that finally he landed up fighting on the side of Duryodhana. Even the enemy's heart can be changed. What is the question or what is the fear of our own family members? It is the problem here. The day we will give up our attitude and just give up, and as we said, forgiveness is the first quality. When we start behaving nicely, it will change. That is a part of the Vaishnava Seva. And one of the important thing in of the Vaishnava Seva is you should also together go and serve dham, go to holy places. So Krishna said in Bhagavad Gita, Yukta Hara Viharasya. Vihar means recreation. Go out. If your family has so much of, you know, like we have so many times, we have time for doing this thing, that thing. But every year, at least one or two times, take out time and be only with your family. Go somewhere else. Cut off from the world. Practically, this solution helps for so many as things. If we want to go to holidays, what do? We go and stay in our mother's house back home in India. And Amma, she goes to her in-law's house, she doesn't want to feel I'm coming on a holiday. Then she wants to go to her mother's house and then you don't feel you are going for a holiday. Just go with each other and with your family to some place where you have time for each other. In our busy life, the life is going so fast that we don't even have time to even talk to each other and find out how are you doing. Do you have any problem? Do you have anything to tell me? Do we have time? No. But take out 3 days, 5 days, I don't know, I cannot tell how many days. Every 6 months or at least once in a year, cut off your mobile phones. be with each other. And if possible, if you can go include this to go to a place which also gives you spiritual energy, it is like icing on the cake. Go to Haridwar, Rishikesh. Do not know anybody else. Don't go to the whole group. Yatras are different. Yatras are social, spiritual affairs. Mm-hmm. They are not family recreations. Okay, so don't include. I am taking you for yatra every year, no? Why you want to go separately? It works. It works. I'm sure all of you have heard of Mafatlal Company, right? The chairman of Mafatlal Company, his name is Mr. Rishikesh Mafatlal. He is my counselor. I know him for 22 years now. He has made a rule in 22 years, every single year, 15 days is for his family. Rest of the full year, they are so busy helping the whole world. Their life is really an example. There's thousands of people whom they help, and the way this person helps, when he helps his right hand, the left hand doesn't know. That type of person he is. But when 15 days come of his time, he does not pick up a phone. When a person of his caliber, who is a millionaire, can cut off himself and just spend time with his family, why can't we do that? It really helps. When we get that time to be with each other, it rejuvenates our relationship. Over a period of time, what happens, we start taking each other for granted. That, what do you call, Chandramukhi becomes Suryamukhi and then it becomes Jwalamukhi. Right? But why? Because that sweetness in our relationship has been taken for granted from both sides. We need to rejuvenate it every now and then. Take a break. Go out. Get a gift for her. Get a gift for him. Can't you still wish him or can't you still wish her happy birthday with the same love what you wished him the first time you met him, that was the first year of togetherness. Why that loving care for each other or passion of love goes away? I am not saying that we do not love each other. Most of the time when we tell, the husband says, "Arey, itna pyar karta hu, uske liye to karta hu itna mehnat." Don't we feel that? I'm working day and night for what? To making her happy. And wife says, "Itna karte hai, magar kuch bhi mere samne to dhyan nahi dete. Kabhi ek gift laye the." Jagannath Dadas Babaji Maharaj, he was a sannyasi, was like Nashtiki Brahmachari. But he has told that one thing is very important for husband is every now and then he should get some nice gift for the wife. I'm telling you on secret. Okay, it may be very small. I'm telling you it can even be simple gajra. It can be as simple as a small flower bouquet. It can be as simple as very small wristwatch. It's not that the psychology of women is, it's not that they are going to look at the cost. They are going to look at that you remember them. Same way for the prabhus, for the males. You adore them. You respect them. You express your words. The love is there, but somehow the expression of love has got lost. We just don't feel it important ki baba batana bhi chahiye how much I love you. We feel itna nahi pata hai to fayda kya 15 saal se shaadi kar gayi. Itna to samajhna chahiye na. Are par bolne mein kya problem hai bhaiya? Bolo na. Still, what is the problem? Why your ego is so much? Just tell, I really still love you. I still care for you. When we express our feelings, गुस्सा आता है तो एक्सप्रेस फटाफट हो जाता है नहीं क्या उसके लिए वी डोंट वेट टू दे विल अंडरस्टैंड दैट फट 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 सो सिमिलरली एक्सप्रेशन इज मोस्ट इम्पॉर्टेंट कम्युनिकेशन टेक दिस होम इफ यू टेक दिस वन मैसेज फ्रॉम टुडे आई टेल यू एक्सप्रेशन ऑफ योर फीलिंग एंड एडोरेशन एक्सप्रेशन ऑफ योर केयर वी ऑल केयर वी ऑल लव बट एक्सप्रेशन इज इम्पॉर्टेंट व्हेन यू एक्सप्रेस इन योर लाइफ It will save your life. It will keep your life as fresh as before, always. This is part of Vaishnav Seva. You are serving each other as a Vaishnavas. I'm not talking of philosophy, I'm talking of realizations. Okay, I don't think you'll open a book and they will tell you this. It is not given in Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam. And last is Jivadaya. Jivadaya means we should be taking every single person in society as our brother and sister. It is given in Panchatantra, Udara Chitta Namtu Vasudeva Kutumbakam. A person who is broad-hearted takes the entire society, every single jiva as the family of Lord Krishna Vasudev. And that includes our family members, our extended family members, our society, and also the tiny little jivas or animals. Slowly we need to expand our consciousness to our family, from our family to a larger family, to the human species and even beyond that. If you see today, there are people who are coming out with please save dogs, sorry, please save cows and please save, do this and please. Or people are having dogs in their house. But what do? They eat meat. What type of love is this? I was in Canada last year. In the lift when we go down, and somebody, not somebody, most of the time somebody will walk inside their dog, right? And you say, wow, nice dog. And the lady said, dog? Oh, I thought maybe this is not a dog. I'm thinking wrong, but this is not dog. This is my baby. It was an insult to call a dog dog. We love them so much. Is it wrong? No, it's not wrong. But where are your parents? They are in old age homes. I don't know. Why? It's nice to take care of animals, but take care of your family also. And take care of animals also. You want to take care of dogs, but you want to eat meat and you want to eat chicken. Why? Are they not love? They are not being loved by somebody else. They also have same life. So have Jiva Daya. And this Jiva Daya's first important principle is cannot hurt anybody's feeling. And that is basic gross is no cruelty, no animal slaughter. Next is Jiva Daya means take out something from you to help others. Sacrifice, extend yourself. Give food to others. Give some charity to others. Help others. The day you have helped other, even if it has pinched you, your day will make you happy. Is it not? You might feel a little bit pinched. And you must give charity. But Krishna in Bhagavad Gita 18th chapter says, charity also can be in the mode of passion, ignorance and goodness. You give charity, you give some money to somebody, that person goes and smokes and drinks. That is charity in the mode of ignorance. Person who has done bad karma, you wanted to help that person, but now you are going to share the bad karmas what that person has done. Did you do any good to himself or you? No. So you should do charity also with care. Charity in passion means those who want to give charity, but they want to get name, fame, pride, adoration. I want to make a hospital, but bahar mera naam hona chahiye. Prema Manjari Hospital. That is charity in the mode of passion. That is better than ignorance, but not in the mode of goodness. But when you give out of love, compassion, without any feeling of pride, without any attachment to results getting back, that is in the mode of goodness. And beyond that is a charity in transcendence. And the transcendental charity is, if you see somebody who is hungry, you can give food. But when you give prasad, which is offered to Krishna, you are not only breaking his hunger of this life, you are breaking his shackles of the future lives. It is described that even once a person lovingly eats prasadam, he is ensured a human birth in the next life. And that is the best gift we are doing of giving to others. You see people going on the roads and distributing books. You are giving knowledge, transcendental knowledge. When you give charity to somebody who really brahmanas of the society, those who are helping to distribute this knowledge, that is a real charity. So you must give charity to others, which may be in kind, it may be in food. Actually it is given in scriptures that a real grihastha, when we cook the food we offer to the Lord, once it is prasad, before we sit and serve, is supposed to go out of the house and call out three times. Is there anybody hungry? Is there anybody hungry? Is there anybody hungry? If somebody comes, feed them first and then eat yourself. In today's world, very difficult to practice. It might happen that every time you cook and it might just go. It may not be actually truth. Nobody comes nowadays. Logo ko tension aata hai, kya khila denge pata nahi hai. So they might not respond. But what I want to share the principle is, always feed others. If not outsiders. The practice today is that we cook, we all eat, and whatever is left, we leave it for our helpers or our assistants in the house. Scripture has clearly written, one should feed their children first, and their subordinates, including their servants first, and then eat yourself. Can we think in today's world? Today we think, how can I eat my servant first? Serve my servant first. We should be eating first. Whatever is left should be eaten by them. But when we do that, the mentality of the servant, they become like your own children. They will see you like your own parents. And this is what is given in scriptures, that you must feed them first. In my own grandparents' house, this was a rule. That Bahu khana banati thi, then elders will come, she would serve them. Once they have eaten, children have eaten, then she would take out, make the plates for the servants of the house. They would take the plate, sit in one, obviously they would sit in different corner, but they would sit in different room, and then last she would take her own plate out and she would eat. When we give them that feeling that we do care for you, not that if something is left I give you, otherwise I will eat first. When they get that feeling, they become more loyal to you. Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur describes one pastime story, that one master had a servant in the house. He was very loyal. But this master wouldn't give him much money. But one thing he was giving him is every day he would give him very nice balam rice, or probably similar to basmati rice, drenched in ghee. Every day, money-wise, he wouldn't give him much. But balam rice and ghee in lunch, dinner, like that, very nicely he would feed him. So every time this servant would get frustrated, I want to go away. But he would say, wherever I go, I might get little more money. But where will I get this balam rice with ghee, pure ghee? So he writes in that, Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, that when we take care of them, for scripture says that we should treat them like our own son, our own children, they'll become loyal to you. It is not going to be a relationship based on duty. You serve me, I give you money, it's over. No, it becomes a family member and loving relationship. And that is how we should treat. We should make it a habit that any person who comes around our house, in our house, a plumber comes, an electrician comes, a cleaner passes by our house, if we see them, give a small piece of prasadam, a small, it may not be very nice sweet, even if you have like chakli, anything savory which you have offered, give it to them. It's going to change their life. And when it will change their life, it is going to give us also benefit, because Krishna consciousness is franchising. Their life changes, we also get benefit. Always keep a stock of some prasadam with you, so that you can pass it on. In India, you find beggars, you give them money, you don't know what they're going to do. If you don't give them money, thinking these people are beggars and we shouldn't spoil their habits, they should work hard, it makes us hard-hearted. We'll become very hard-hearted. So scriptures say we should always give to them who are underprivileged. But you think whatever is best, give them food, give them prasadam. It saves you from ugra karma, and it saves, gives you credit for at least giving, doing your part of being nice to them. This is jivadaya. And serve animals. So if you see dogs, like obviously, I don't know now, it's very difficult here we see, but in India, when the food is made, they would offer little bit to all the devatas on a coal. You have seen that? On coal they would put little, that is called as 33,000 crores of devatas they are fed. And then they would take out one roti, and like in our house we had seen. So two rotis will be out on that little of sabji, dal rice. One will go to the cow, other will go to the dog, and then it is given to everybody in the family. These are all small charities, which has probably lost their values in our life. But practically, whatever part of this is possible, we should do it. Here we may not be able to find the cows and dogs on the road. But see, whatever is possible, when we go back to India or whenever we are traveling to the... If you see cows on the road, go and feed them. So these are the basic principles of what Narad Muni is saying to do in our life. Namaruchi, pray together every day. Make it a habit, morning, evening, some prayer together, some chanting together, some kirtan or some reading together. Vaishnav Seva includes serving the seniors or devotees, other devotees, including your own parents, your own family members, which also includes visiting holy places or at least going out every time. These are practical things which will work in your life. And last is Jivadaya. And Jivadaya means being nice to others. And it's becoming 12:30. Which also includes the animals. So, I'm just going to summarize today's talk by saying that as a family, these are the things which you should do together. Practical number to say, give practical tips. Together do what? rise early in the morning and take bath in the morning. It's so normal thing I'm telling you, right? Why should I tell this thing? Because it is becoming extinct. It's not becoming a natural thing to take. आज तो छुट्टी है तो 10 बजे भी उठ सकते हैं. सूर्यवंशी हम तो जब सूर्य ऊपर आएगा तभी उठेंगे, उसको सूर्यवंशी बोलते हैं. 12 बजे 11 बजे उठने का what culture. You know why? When you want to travel, we try and travel off peak hours, no? If you want to drive long. Especially in US, Canada, when we used to drive, you know, 5 hours, 8 hours journey, we always see what is the best time to go on the roads, hit the roads in the morning so that you can actually cover most of it. In the morning, why? The vibrations in the environment are so positively strong because it's called as Brahma Muhurat. And from Brahma Muhurat, see all the way till about 12 o'clock, there are a lot of positive vibrations. In the afternoon, it becomes passionate, and in the evening and night, it's going to become ignorance. So we want to do maximum good activities in the morning. We get up at 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, and then you want to chant, but the timing has gone. You will still get the benefit, but you won't get the best. You will get stuck in the traffic jam. So you want to hit the target fast, get up early in the morning, rise early. And for rising early, you need to?
Sleep.
And for sleeping early, you?
Eat early.
And don't see TV. Yes. So, make a rule in the house. If you have TV, if you don't have TV, best. Now we were hunting house last week because we have to shift house in this month, renting a new house. So wherever we were going, we were telling the owners, we don't need the TV, we have to take the TV out. So they, really? Are you sure? And they couldn't believe that we are telling them, please take the TV out, we don't want to waste our space. I want to make this as an altar of my house. Because the best place in the each house is given to the TV Mahashai. So wherever I go, the best place in the hall and best place is like nice table and everything. This is the perfect place for me to make my altar. So I would tell them, please take out this TV. And people couldn't believe. One of the agents said, I can't live without TV. Many of us used to feel like that. But life without TV will be heaven, I'm telling you. Experience this, try this. Your children are always glued to this iPads and phones because of us. Who have given them these bad habits. If you want them to come out, we need to say goodbye to TV. At least start reducing the TV time, regulating it. I will see for only half an hour in the time. For 6 months. After that, I stop that also. This TV will go away, your life will improve. So that you can sleep early to bed, early to rise, makes a person healthy, wealthy, wise. Correct? This is real. This will work. Take bath early in the morning. The next is, as I said, worship together. Come and make some prayers together in the morning. Make it a rule. Everybody should give up whatever they are doing, at least for that 10 minutes. Give that time to Lord. He has given us so much. Don't we have 10 minutes in a day to tell Him, thank you very much? Are we not that much grateful to Lord? Aapka bacha aayega, main aapko bahut pyar karta hu, daddy, but main aaj mere friend ke saath main ghumne ko ja raha hu. Ask uncle and auntie. At that age, you will realize. If they give you all facilities of life, but they don't give you time, what love are you giving to them? Same thing. If you tell your Lord, I love you, I respect you, bye. Okay, like you have to do it. Right? We just do like this. All different ways of showing our prayerful mood. Why can't we just sit in front of Him and tell Him thank you for 10 minutes? Sit in front of Lord. I agree, I have my job to go. I agree, I have my cooking to do. Adjust your life. No, get up 10 minutes early if you are not able to adjust it. And sit in front of Him for 10 minutes and chant and tell Him, thank you, Lord. Pray together. This is the second thing. Rise early, pray together in the morning, chant together. Third thing, every house, please keep Tulsi Maharani in the house. Everyone must have Tulsi in the house. What is it? A simple, small green plant. Everybody has money plant in their house. So many show plants in the house. What is the difference of having one more Tulsi? But Tulsi is Bhakti Pradayini. She is not an ordinary plant. We all have seen or heard that Krishna does not accept, or Lord does not accept anything offered to him without a leaf of Tulsi on it. When Narad Muni on his birthday, on Krishna's birthday, when he came to Dwarka and he said, Lord, I want you, I want to take you. And Lord was going with Narad Muni as a birthday gift. So all the 108 wives, they said, oh, wait, you cannot take our husband, we'll give you whatever else you want. So Narad Muni said, then you give me the wealth which is equivalent to his weight. Ah, sure, what is the big deal about it? So they got a big weighing scale, put Krishna on one side and started putting jewels and gold, thinking abhi 50-100 kilo mein to ho hi jayega, itna bhi mehenge, itne bhi heavy nahi hai Krishna apne. And they put all their wealth, including their own ornaments from the body, but Krishna was weighing much more, and that scale was always on the, like, going up. And Rukmini came, she took out everything, she put a tulsi leaf on it, and the parada changed the size. What did Lord wanted to teach us? Tulsi is very, very dear to Lord. Keep tulsi plant outside your house or in your house in such a way that she gets good light. Offer few drops of water. If possible, every member should offer 2-3 drops of water to Tulsi Maharani every day. Offer, one person at least can offer one lamp or incense. It takes 2 minutes. 120 seconds, not even 121 seconds. Offer one incense or diya. Offer few drops of water and thank her. Pay your obeisances. Offer your homage to her. Ek dandvat karo. Life will change. She is such an affectionate mother that she will make all arrangements for your house to have all auspiciousness. Put her at the door, near your door, and she will see to that no inauspiciousness crosses your door and comes inside. I can tell you that. Personal experiences. How much difficulties are in your life? Once she is there at your door, she will not let any difficulty come inside. She will keep everything away. Such simple thing. Bhagavan ne itna sale mein, itna easy to think we are. Keep tulsi outside your house. Next thing, read at least one page of Bhagavad Gita or Bhagavatam together. It takes 5 minutes. It will not take more than 5 to 10 minutes. Just sit together and read Bhagavad Gita or Bhagavatam together. Read Krishna book together. When your children are going to sleep, how do you put your children to sleep? जिनके पास चिल्ड्रन है वो लोग बोलो पुटिंग भजन स्टोरीज सेजन स्टोरीज नाउ अडेज चिल्ड्रन नो द स्टोरीज ऑफ ऑल डोरा पोकेमोन यू टेल देम महाभारत रामायण एवरीथिंग इज न्यू टू देम वी ऑल हैव हर्ड ऑफ शिवाजी छत्रपति शिवाजी महाराज एवरी डे हिज मदर जिजामाता वुड टेल हिम स्टोरीज फ्रॉम रामायण एंड महाभारत एंड कृष्णा. And you don't have to give any separate values to them. They will learn things from the stories itself. Believe me. But unko story batane ke liye na humko story aana padega. Every day ek story bataoge to bachcha bhi bore ho jayega. Bole mummy kuch aur batao na. Learn 150 stories for yourself. And tell child every day one story. The child will not want to do anything else. Child love story and they learn from stories. And values will go into them. Last two things. Do bhoga offering in your house. Do not eat anything which is not offered. Simple thing. 3 minutes. Cook bhi kar rahe, kha bhi rahe. Wohi kar rahe. Bish mein 3 minute bhagwan ko aage dikhao. Keep a clean plate for him. Put everything little in front of him. I'm not saying very little. You can also put full. But even if you put little, it's fine. But offer it to him. Put one tulsi leaf. Hold your hands and tell Krishna, please accept this. Luckily, he's not going to eat away anything. Don't worry. No, to wife bolegi, "Arey, abhi ek dappa bana hai, tab wapas banana padega." Bhagwan ne khaliya bola. He doesn't eat away. What he takes is only the love, and he will put his mercy, and that bhoga will become prasad. And then I will tell you for sure, don't eat your food. It is just perfect. उधर से फोन आएगा दोपहर को लगता है खाना बनाया मस्त था एकदम रोज फोन आने लगेगा it will change. Prasadam will change your life. Make it a simple habit. Offer food and then eat prasadam. And last, give charity. Best charity you can give is Naam Sankirtan. Chant Krishna's name and give the same to others. Giving charity of books, giving charity of food, giving charity of money, wealth, everything is nice. But the best gift you can give to anybody else is chanting of the holy name. So anybody remembers in line what are the practical tips I told for a happy family life? First, wake up early, uske pehle. Sleep early. Sleep early so that you can wake up early and take bath. Second, pray together. Pray together. Everybody should pray together at least for 5 minutes, and depending on your own house. I'm not dictating you the timing. You all have to decide. We are all grown up people. Make your own timetable. Okay? Okay, secondly, if you have, I'm just telling you one additional thing. It is not like it may not be immediately done, but I also recently started. So we always do aarti in the morning. So recently when we attended a seminar, I came to know that when we blow the conch, you all have heard, when we blow the conch, it makes all the inauspiciousness leave that place. So when we blow the conch, that area becomes very auspicious. So if you have, maybe in future, anytime it facility allows you, we said why not? So we started now blowing the conch every day. It, the best is that aajubaju wala ko bhi bahut acha lagta hai. आजूबाजू में एकदम रिस्पेक्ट से देखने के देखते अपने को, और इंडियन घर में सुबह सुबह आरती होता है. ओके, सो सेकेंड इज वर्शिप टुगेदर, प्रे टुगेदर. थर्ड वन, तुलसी महारानी. वर्शिप तुलसी महारानी एवरी डे. फोर्थ थिंग, नहीं प्रसादम के पहले समथिंग एल्स, रीड एटलीस्ट वन पेज ऑफ भगवद्गीता और भागवतम together if possible. If suppose wife is busy, then husband can read out loud so that she can hear, or vice versa. That is the fourth thing. Fifth thing, bhoga offering. Offer food, whatever you are cooking, and then eat. Even if you are getting apples, banana, give it to God. First offer it to him and then eat it. And last thing, give charity. And what is the best charity? So this is पांच है तो ऐसा है और छह हो गया तो एक बन जाएगा. सो दर सिक्स इंपॉर्टेंट प्रैक्टिकल टिप्स ऑफ हैविंग अ लाइफ विच इज सेंटर्ड अराउंड गॉड, एंड इट विल बी वेरी वेरी कृष्णा कॉन्शियस वे, मेकिंग यू, ब्रिंगिंग यू टुगेदर द एंटायर फैमिली, इवन विदाउट नोइंग यू हाउ इट हेल्प्स, बट इट विल रियली ब्रिंग यू टुगेदर इन हार्मनी एंड विल गिव यू पीस. आई एम जस्ट गोइंग टू से लास्ट वन थिंग एंड मे बी वी कैन डिस्कस दिस नेक्स्ट टाइम. दिस आर डूज एंड देर आर डोंट्स. देर आर फ्यू डोंट्स. Never criticize each other. Okay? Second, don't act irresponsible in the name of detachment. Many times we say, main to abhi bada bhakt ban gaya hun. I'm not attached to my family. And then we behave irresponsibly. Don't look at me like this. I'm not looking at you. Okay? So, never behave irresponsibly in name of detachment. At the same time, never do over endeavor or over attachment. And last is, never behave as a controller in the house. Behave as a trustee in the house. The day you think I'm the controller, you lose everything. The day you think I'm the servant of others, I'm here to help everybody else, the life will become heaven. Okay? So, don't criticize. Don't be irresponsible. Do your duties properly. Don't be over attached and don't be controlling person in the family. Okay, sorry? Yes, take family out and person. That is very important. That is a regulative principle you should make. That once in a year, minimum. You can take more also. So maybe we can stop now. I'm sorry, I have overboard it by 15 minutes because we started 15 minutes late. And next time what I am going to discuss is something which is particular to female and male psychology. What is given as the psychology, what is the psychology of a man, what is the psychology of a woman. When we understand their psychology, we will understand from where their expectations come. We will understand from where their feelings and from where this unhappiness. When we understand, then it will be easy for us to get the solution. And then there will be specific instructions which are given in scripture, which I will share. Duties of a husband, duties of a wife. Together, what we say, what we have to do, that's what we saw today as a family. So next time, husband and wife separately. Okay? So you should think, get your husband, unko pata chalna chahiye unka kya kaam hai. And husband should bring your wife because they should know what are their responsibilities. Any questions? Yes, sir. Thank you, Prabhu.
Many times I have this confusion, Madhari, I am not too good in cooking, but I want and like to invite guests for prasadam, etc. But sometimes we get this feeling like, you know, we are doing our bhakti, but all the work is going to the wife. So how to solve this?
Okay, very practical questions, which I am sure many of us might be feeling. Prabhu is saying that he is not very good in cooking. He feels like he or maybe his wife is also happy to invite him at home. As I said, we should invite people. But then she is the one who is end up doing everything because I cannot help much. I am not good in cooking. And then you feel bad that, oh, she has to take all the burden. Like, I want to call, but she has to take all the burden. Is it right? Or what can we do? So first thing is, when we know, when we recognize the problem, then we should rectify it. Learn to cook. Okay? But till the time we learn to cook, there are many other things which we can do. We can help them in shopping. We can help them in chopping. We can help them in cleaning. We can help them in many other ways. Right? And second thing is that when whoever is doing one thing, we should never think that it is me who is doing big obligation on you. If they are cooking, the wife is also have to understand that if he is calling the guests, both of us are going to be getting benefited. There is one good news from the scripture for the wives. I was thinking I will tell next time. But there is a good news I will share now only. Anything good which husband does, 50% of it comes to the wife free. Kitna maja hai. Right? Whatever good they will do, without being not doing anything, just being serving a husband and being chest to the husband, 50% it automatically comes to us. Husband, beware of it. If wife does anything bad, 50% comes to you. So, it is the duty of a husband to see to that the wife is nice. So, definitely we want to balance. You should always try to see how much we can help them. At the same time, if you feel that even after that, the burden on the wife is too much, then we should try to see that maybe do it in such a way that call probably less number of people or less frequency till you also come to a level where you can actually help her. And I'm sure when the husbands are so caring and they're understanding, the wife will not mind stretching themselves. One good word of appreciation that I know, when you say this out, not only feel that, I know that I want to call the devotees, you are happily assisting me in serving them, and it is a burden on you to do everything because I am not very good in cooking, but you are still doing it every night, everything so nicely. I am so thankful to you. The wife will say, no problem, I can do it next time also. Appreciate, appreciate, appreciate. Express your appreciation from both sides. Your life will change. At least sell 10 good things to your partner every day. Khana acha banaya hai to kya hua? Kaun si badi baat hai? Arre message karo na life mein. Apne, when we go in the office and a cleaner is just going or cleaning something, we'll just wait for a while, you know, they have clean and then we go. We say thank you so easily. But when it is wife, you go home and she has cleaned the house, big deal. It's her duty. Why can't we thank her? Same way, when the husbands come home, they've come after a long day. Why can't we think from that side that they are also tired, they also have frustration. Even if they are frustrated, so what? Can't we just keep our cool and tolerate for a while and just give a big nice smiling smile to them and make them feel welcomed at home? They'll leave all the frustration. If not, they're going to give you all frustration. So give a venting place to them. Anything else? Any questions? Yes, bro.
Sometimes we are telling lie for why. Makes them happy.
Sometimes we have to tell lie to our wife to make them happy. How good it is. Okay. So, I'll just tell one small story. One person was never appreciative of the wife. Basically, he never spoke appreciation, but maybe in the heart he always appreciated. But he never told her that he appreciated. So, she was very angry and frustrated lady. So, one day he was told by one of his well-wishers that, please praise her, you know, like, oh, this food is nice, you've cooked so nicely, this sari is nice, you look nice, something like that, you should always praise. Okay, so when he went home that day, she served her parathas and he ate inside, glorifying and telling, amazing, I have never eaten such parathas in my life, superb, and he was full-heartedly going. And wife came from inside and with a belan and wanted to beat him. So he said, what happened, I'm praising you. He said, zindagi bhar to khana khila hai, kabhi bole nahi. आज पहली बार बाजू वाले ने पराठा दिया था. सो महाभारत सेज, ओके नाउ बिकमिंग लिटिल मोर सीरियस, महाभारत सेज व्हाट इज एक्चुअल ट्रूथ. ट्रूथ ऑल्सो मीन्स दैट इट हैज टू बी पैलेटेबल, इट हैज टू बी मेकिंग अदर पर्सन हैप्पी फॉर ओवरऑल गुड ऑफ दैट पर्सन, एंड इट शुड बी पर्सन शुड बी एबल टू एक्सेप्ट इट. सो if you all know that this was a this principle was taught by Krishna himself to Yudhishthira Maharaj. And Yudhishthira Maharaj was told to say lie, right? In one sense it was lie to say that Ashwatthama is dead, right? To kill Dronacharya. So truth in, if I'm sure all of you know that story, so I'm not going to go into detail of that story. But that time Krishna tells his pastime that truth means what? Something which is going to elevate other person's consciousness. So if by telling somebody that you are, somebody might be stinking, you know, stinking sitting next to us, and we say, excuse me, you know, you are stinking so badly today, that might really hurt somebody. But it's the truth. But instead of that, if we just ask that person that probably you had some bad day today, and you know, you had a good, do you want me to help you in some way? Maybe you did not have even time to get fresh. Same thing, totally different way. Right? So sometimes we might have to adjust the way we say, which might include some manipulation, may be good if it is for a higher purpose, but it should never become habit. If it becomes habit to always lie, it is a manipulating mentality. Today we are manipulating friends or somebody else, wife, we'll try to do the same mentality with the Lord. So it should not be a mentality of cheating. But sometimes you really want to please your wife and say, oh, today you are looking most beautiful. Even most beautiful than even when I saw you for the first time. It's okay. So such thing is okay. But otherwise don't go beyond a limit ever. After some time it will, whenever we lie, one thing happens, that one false sentence, to manipulate that, you will have to say 100 more lies. And then after 100 lies, you will not know where you started, what was truth, and you will get confused yourself. What did I say? Where? When? To whom? So as far as possible, we have to be truthful. That is the principle, basic principle. But as Krishna says in Mahabharata, truth means much deeper than only a simple fact. It's much, much, much deeper. We should not take it as a... We should never think that Yudhishthira told lie. Yudhishthira did not tell lie. Yudhishthira followed Krishna's orders. And because he hesitated, he had to see the hell for a while. You know that? Okay. Anybody else? I thought you were telling me stop now. Okay. I guess I'm sure everybody is very hungry now. Anything else? Next time we are going to talk about duties. So those who are very scared about your own duties, don't worry, I will not bombard you with lot of heavy things. So don't worry. It will be something which will be more practical as well, but something also from the scriptures. Right. Thank you very much, Hare Krishna.
Jai Srila Prabhupada ki.
Please know that whatever has come is nothing of my own product. Whatever is there, I shared it, as I told in the beginning, is whatever I have read in scriptures, whatever I have heard, whatever I have received instruction from my own seniors, and partly also from my own experiences and my mistakes. When we do mistakes, we learn. And that mistake and learning becomes an experience. So experience is always a treasure. It's no more a mistake. So then when we share, it becomes more enriching. So thank you very much, and please pray that I can share or continue to learn with my experiences to grow higher in spiritual life also. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. I'm very thankful to Mataji and Prabhuji because they are like my elder, they are like my mother and father. And actually I have no qualification to speak anything. They have much more experience than me. But taking instruction from Tejas Prabhu's desire that I spoke, but it's very small for me to speak in front of such elders. So obviously if I could share something, it's because of your blessings and your big smile on the face was very encouraging. Thank you very much.
Thank
you very much. Thank you very much.
Thank you. I hope all of you like the session and we'll take home these points and try to apply it and make your life more peaceful and happy. I'd also like to thank all of you for coming and sitting for almost 4 hours. Some people are coming from, I think, Bukit Panjang, right? Bukit Panjang, Tengkam, Bedo, Parar. Thank you all of you for coming. Next session, again, is after 2 weeks. So, whatever interested, just let us know. We can, like, especially people are coming fast. And you can know the details, inform you about the details of the timing. Okay. We'll also like to thank Prashant Prabhu for arranging this chair in the Tripura Hall. And for Kavish Vakumaraji and Pratna Adhik. Patadashi Mataji and all the family for making money for Prashant Prabhu. And Prashant Prabhu also gave so early in the morning. We'd like to thank all of them.
Best part of the program is coming now.
Yeah. So, all of you, if you can just find it, please come. Okay.
I hope I could do something. Maybe. 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 Maybe.